Dig.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in, and I know what you're all waiting for. You're waiting for the number, right? You want the number today? You want me to give you the number? I know some of you will get triggered by the number, but some of you are really excited by the number, but I'm going to give you the number right now, and you can do it what you will. 50 days. 50 days. That's right. That's how many days are left until spring. 50 days. Would you think I was talking about a different number? 50 days until spring. But today will feel a little bit spring-like because it's going to be in the mid-40s. So enjoy the little bit of warmth that you're going to get today. But yes, you're 39 days before we turn the clocks ahead. And you'll get a little bit more daylight, although you're getting more daylight later into the day. I'm still sitting in my office at 4:35, 5:30. But I'm able to see out the studio window from my desk. And I'm like, oh, it's still light out. Oh, I'm going to get out here when it's still light. And then I end up doing another hour's worth of work. So yeah, I'm usually here 12, 13, 14 hours a day. I should probably work less. And then also, 50 days until spring, the first day of spring. So, as you know, it could be spring by then. It could still be winter. It all depends on how Mother Nature wants to take a look at that day on the calendar. All right, the other one is 1,452. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Did you catch Carolyn Kennedy's statement she made about her cousin on the news?
I did. I read it first on Twitter yesterday, but then I saw it on the news. So I guess she tweeted it, but she also put out a video too. And it was pretty concerning. But then everybody that is, you know, for RFK Jr. has been dismissive of it.
Well, I think she hit the nail right on the head. I think that I always felt right from the beginning this guy was a complete fraud. That I couldn't understand him. When he has poor communication skills, it sounds like he's got the hiccups when he's trying to talk. And
well, that's a medical issue.
Yeah, I understand that, but also, I mean, this guy, he thinks the Kennedy name is going to get him a plush job, and unfortunately, it looks like it might because. Donald Trump, I mean, this is a patronage thing. I mean, he came out and endorsed Donald Trump, and now he's getting rewarded for that, which is nothing new in politics. I understand that. That's done by a lot of politicians.
It is. Politicians do that all the time. I mean, look at, you know, the problems between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, but when they were both running for president, but then they were able to mend those fences. And I do think that a lot of times that politicians can bury those hatchets and work together. And it certainly, you know, they can work together, then be enemies, and then work together again, too. That can happen. But it for some reason, it feels different to me when Donald Trump does it, because I know it's because that person pledged loyalty to him, and that was enough.
Yeah, and this guy has absolutely no credentials for that kind of a job. I mean, Pete Buttigieg didn't have any credentials for the job that he got from Joe Biden, too. So I'm not sticking up for one or the other. But when I saw RFK Jr. on TV campaigning, and he'd be on the news once in a while, I just didn't get the infatuation with this guy. I mean, his philosophy was all over the place. He didn't seem to have a consistent philosophy, and to me, he was just a political opportunist trying to use the Kennedy name. And we saw what happened. That doesn't fly anymore. I mean, Joe Kennedy lost when he ran for the Senate against Markey here. And when was the last time you saw a member of the Kennedy family lose an election in Massachusetts?
I don't think it has the same shine on it that it had before.
No, I think it's worn out. And I'm kind of glad she came out and made the statements because I really don't think this guy deserves that kind of a job, to be honest with you. It's kind of an important position, and I don't see why this guy should be taken seriously on this.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And just really quickly, for those who might not have heard, you can find the video online, but basically she sent a video that she put out a video that she was addressing the senators who are going to be voting for RFK Jr.'s confirmation and warned him that he quote, he lacks any relevant government, financial, management or medical experience. His views on vaccines are dangerous and willfully misinformed. And she said that he preys on the parents of sick kids. And she says, I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets because Bobby himself is a predator. And so she also accused him of vaccinating his own children when telling other people that they shouldn't be vaccinating theirs. So she came out very strong. And, you know, and many of the members of the Kennedy family, if not all, I haven't heard from any Kennedy members that support him. But I've heard from a lot that don't. I'm not saying that some don't. I just haven't heard it. But it seems like the family is, you know, he's definitely the black sheep of that family in a family that has had a lot of black sheep. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I woke up a little bit later. What was the countdown again?
You're going to make me trigger everybody all over again, huh?
Yeah.
So,
love it.
As of today, it is 1,452 days remaining.
Still too long. But, you know, they're also up in arms about it, but they got him in there. So I don't know why they get so cranky. But I know I didn't want him in there. But anyway, how was your thing this weekend, your dance?
Oh, it was fun. Yeah. I definitely did not dance, even though Little Miss said she was going to try to get me to dance. But I felt so bad because I ended up leaving early because some friends that were there with me my friend, she was leaving early with the people she came with. And then I walked out with them because there was an incident with another patron. So I walked out with them.
Ooh.
And there was just a guy that had a few drinks and he was asking some weird questions. And I was like, I'm going to walk out with you. Just in case.
Ooh,
there was another guy that was with them. It was, you know, herself and a couple. And this guy was like, well, I've got it all. And I'm like, listen, man, like, no offense to you, but I would just feel better. And then when I got outside, I was like, okay, I'm not going to go back in. I felt bad because Little Miss was like, I had a song I was going to sing for you. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
So I definitely have to go to the next show.
There's always
going to
be somebody that's got something, you know.
I promised her I'd go to the next show.
Oh, good. Well, you looked very nice. I saw it on the Facebook. You looked very handsome.
Thank you.
That was a nice suit.
Yeah, that's a
washed and dried it.
Joseph Abboud. That's a Joseph Abboud suit. I got it.
My
Sabres.
Friend used to work there. Yeah, he used to work there for a long time. Now did they close down?
No. That I actually went in November. I went to the friends and family sale and bought a nice suit that I need to get tailored still. But that one that I got at Savers for I think $10 or $20. And it fit
kidding.
Me perfectly.
Wow.
And I've worn it a couple of times.
Nice.
Yeah.
And to wash and dry it instead of dry clean. I never heard of it. That's great.
I said, do you think we can do it? And they said, well, let's try it. I think it'll work out. And it worked out great. So I'm just going to do that from now.
Did it come
out
real tiny?
No. Everything was, they tumble dried it on low heat to make it nice and.
No, I mean, yeah. But sometimes like, you know, when you wash a sweater, like I've done that before and it comes out like size of a doll. But anyway, I just wanted to know what the countdown was, so you keep me informed now. I want to hear it every day.
1,452 days.
Okay.
All right.
A good one.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here before we get we get a little time. All right, good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, thanks for taking my call back. I'll be quick. I know I'm not supposed to call in twice.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. When that gentleman caller, you know I stuck up for him fiercely. A while back, I was crying that day over a couple of things, but I cried when I heard that. I just thought it was maddening. But, you know, he is definitely not as weak and feeble as everybody thinks. He's a really well put together, very capable man, and he's a property owner, and he's very upset because he's being affected by these rates and property taxes and whatnot. And so I just wanted to say that, but I do want to say as of late, if he's listening, the past week he has been over talking you and over talking Barry. I noticed that.
I just think it's a phone issue. I think he's just not hearing when we're talking. He's probably got a phone that's noise canceling, and it's when he talks, it cuts down what's coming out of the earpiece. I hear it happen all the time to people.
I can't buy that for an excuse, because he can set up his phone properly for that. So I'm not buying that. But I do love him to pieces. It's just funny, right? You never know. But everybody loves him. So there you go, Tim. You're the bad guy.
I'm always happy to be the bad guy, because as much as some people are blaming me on being the bad guy, I've got other people in App Chat offering to bring me a bottle of brandy. So there's that too.
You got a lot of compliments. You got like three phone calls back saying yes. He's aggravating. It just aggravates.
Yeah, but now that's three checks I got to write to pay off those people for saying nice things about me. So,
come on. Bribery does not exist in your life.
If anybody wants to call in and give me praise, I will buy you a drink. And by buy you a drink, I mean I will send you to Stevie's Wine and Spirits and tell you to pick something with a purple dot and ask for a sample.
Okay, let's hang up and I'll call back and I'll be totally different. Hey, it's end of January, you know.
Yeah, we've got some big announcements coming up about the end of dry January, so.
Yeah, so listen, Colleen is so funny. She's a riot. I love when she calls in. She doesn't call in as much as, I love everybody out there. I love
you. You definitely do. You are one of the most positive, loving people that I know.
Oh, thank you, Tim. But no, I really do. It's like my family. Sometimes I think I'm too addictive and need to step back. But no, I love everybody. And I really do. So Colleen's funny. She's triggering the number thing. So I like that about her. A little sassiness in her this morning. But so why I'm calling back for the second time is with the audience help. Maybe somebody knows my friend. Her cat is in heat again. And I told her, this can't happen. You know where she's living. She's going to get thrown out. And she said it's $150, and she's got to wait for this van to come around, a wagon.
Yeah, the spay wagon.
And I said, listen, there's got to be other places that can help you. I told her, because I don't want to see you get kicked out of a place because of a cat being in heat, make it crying.
So it's a female cat?
Yes. Well, that's... A male cat doesn't go in heat unless it smells a female.
Well, but a male cat will do something different when he'll spray.
He'll spray if he can smell a female somewhere.
Sometimes they'll do it anywhere. Sometimes a little jerk, so they'll do it anyway.
How do they get in heat?
Ask a guy why sometimes. Anyway, people are having breakfast. I don't want to get into it.
Right. Don't even.
But
I was wondering, does anybody know out there? There used to be a place called Paws. I used to raise money for them. And it was so long ago, Tim. It was like 15 years. I must be getting Alzheimer's brain. It was like 15 years ago, and I can't remember the name of the place. But I was telling her, I think you can get the catfish fix for $70, and I'll even bring it in while you're at work. And and she's got kids. She's like, young girl, she's a sweetheart, and I just don't want her to get in that. I mean, it's hard enough to find apartments, so I just want her. I don't know, I'm babbling, sorry.
Well, we'll see if anybody has any suggestions. And my vet is great. She does house calls. She does everything in the house that she can. You know, she'll go to your house and do things. And she's very affordable. She's in New Bedford. I
don't think they can fix a cat in a person.
No, but I'm talking in general. I don't know. Maybe they can. I don't know how they do it. Listen, you don't know what if a wagon can come to your house and do it, she might have all the stuff in her car to do it too. I don't know.
Right. I haven't had a cat in 8 years and they were all, sick. So,
but I'll check with her and we'll see if anybody has any ideas.
Yeah. So if you find anything, email me. And if anybody out there knows now, just call Tim and I'll jot the number down. I told her by this afternoon, I'll give her a number.
All right. Thank you.
Something we can work with.
We'll do what we can. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks, Tim. I appreciate the extra call.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
And caller, hang on. Let me take a quick break, and then we'll take you as soon as we come back. We'll be back in a few moments. one person has been in the lead, and their pet has been in the lead now for quite a while, and after it was flip-flopping for a few days, somebody's kind of taking control. So you got to get over there and either vote for them to keep them in first place or vote for your favorite to try to upend them. And the winner gets a $250 gift card. It's all brought to you by Wareham Animal Hospital. So check it out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, I listen to your radio station. And I got to tell you, those two guys got nothing better to do than to dump in an old guy. One guy calls in from Florida. He calls every show. The other guy, I don't even know where the hell he lives or if he pays property taxes in here. I'll tell you something. If they're paying the taxes that we're paying here, he'd be complaining on the open line all the time. So you got these guys that call in all the time, got nothing better to do than to dump on an old guy. That's all I got for you this morning.
Okay. Have a good day. I will say there's the conspiracy theorists out there that think that that caller and the caller he was referencing are either related or perhaps one and the same. So I don't know. I don't know. We are going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you, 508-996-0500. I am getting a bunch of app chat messages, most of which I can't read on the air. But keep them coming, because they're certainly making me laugh. One thing that I will remind you of, if you didn't hear us mention it earlier, today is Mayor John Mitchell's State of the City Address. We will be there carrying it for you live, as long as, you know, everything works out technically. We'll be over there starting. The event itself starts at 11:30, but they're doing lunch at noon. Expecting the mayor will probably start speaking around 12:30, 12:45, thereabouts. It's going to go until 1:30, so we will pick it up. And what we will do is I'm going to bring my computer with me so that if need be, I can help Barry like be able to skip the news and stuff like that so we don't have to interrupt it. So hopefully we'll be able to carry the whole thing for you in its entirety. But if not, you know, we'll have the story up for you later on in the day as well. I do have a couple calls coming in. Let me take one of those before we have to go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, sir. I'm currently listening to you right now. I listen to you every morning. I'm just calling, like, has nothing to do with what you guys been talking about and stuff like that. I'm just basically like a big fan of this radio show. You guys cover a lot of things, and I basically wanted to see if I can, like, come in and do a special with you guys about the city of New Bedford and the youth, and basically preventing youth from making bad decisions and sort of like a motivational speech type of thing. And, you know, I feel like I could get my message out there on your radio show. And, you know, I would love to come down. My name's Chris. I'm from New Bedford. I've been here my whole life. You know, it's just, there's things that I would love to say on your radio show to basically reach out to young individuals who decide to carry guns and sell drugs and do all that negative stuff in New Bedford. And, you know, I basically just want to be the word for them and basically let them know that it's not worth it. And, you know, through my personal experiences and me turning my life around, and, you know, I could go on what I want to cover, but, you know, I just want to say, like, your radio show is it's really cool, man. And I love, you know, listening to you guys every morning.
Appreciate that. Why don't you send me an email, tim@wbsm.com, with, you know, your background and your pitch, what you want to talk about, and we'll see if we can figure something out.
Absolutely, bro. You have a good day.
All right, take it easy.
All right, man, you too.
All right, let me take this other caller here. I know we got Phil waiting to give you the news, but rather than have this person hold on. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
That was him, Tim. I told you he's got two different phones.
Well, you were the conspiracy theorist I was referencing.
I know you were, so I had to get on the line. That's what it, because I know his name is Jimmy, and because Jessica, when she was working there, she asked him. And that's him. He uses two phones. So this way he's covering his butt. So that's it. He can't deny it.
Well, I'm glad he felt like he could call back again. So that, no matter which persona it may have been.
All right. Have a good day.
Take it easy. All right. It is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A federal judge blocks Trump's funding freeze. The doomsday clock moves closer to midnight. And the Louvre Museum set for a major renovation.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's plan to freeze federal funding while his administration reviews progressive programs. The ruling came just minutes before the pause was set to take effect, preventing potential chaos for schools, states, and nonprofits relying on federal dollars. The White House has not commented, but Democrats call the move reckless and illegal, with 22 states filing lawsuits to stop it permanently. Trump officials say the freeze is necessary to align spending with his executive orders, but confusion over which programs are affected has sparked nationwide concern. Another court hearing is scheduled for Monday to determine the policy's fate. A year-long tuberculosis outbreak in the Kansas City area has alarmed health officials, with two deaths reported since January of last year. While the state initially claimed it was the largest U.S. outbreak, the CDC disputes this. TB spreads through the air and can cause symptoms like cough, fever, and weight loss. Treatment involves antibiotics, and as of January 24th, 67 people have active TB, while 79 have latent TB. Officials say the situation's improving, but TB remains a significant global health concern, with over 1.25 million deaths worldwide in the last few years. Target is scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, prompting concerns about the company's philanthropic commitments to social justice causes. The decision, mirroring moves by other corporations, has led some nonprofits to reject Target's sponsorship, raising questions about the future of corporate philanthropy in an increasingly polarized environment. The Doomsday Clock, a symbolic measure of humanity's proximity to global catastrophe, has been moved closer to midnight than ever before. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists now places it at 89 seconds to midnight, citing escalating global threats. These include the climate crisis, the proliferation of nuclear weapons, the war in Ukraine, and the potential for AI-powered warfare. The group warns the world is dangerously close to a nuclear conflict, with increased cooperation between nuclear powers and alarming rhetoric from world leaders. And French President Macron announced a major renovation of the Louvre Museum, including a dedicated room for the Mona Lisa. The decade-long project will modernize the world's most visited museum, addressing overcrowding, outdated facilities, and safety concerns. A new entrance is planned, and ticket prices for non-EU visitors will increase. Renovation aims to enhance visitor experience and ensure the long-term preservation of the art collection.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Buffalo Sabres 7-2. Next up, a home game with the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday. Celtics home at TD Garden tonight to play the Chicago Bulls at 7:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Light snow ending early, becoming mild. Squalls possible in the evening, a high of 43. Partly cloudy and breezy on Thursday with a high of 30. And on Friday, cloudy with rain showers developing in the afternoon, a high of 40. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Easy.
All right, if that's not the greatest pop song of all time, it's certainly in the conversation. So I say that every time, but for a good reason. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. And that is the number to call in and say nice things to about me so that I can owe you a drink. And by owe you a drink, I mean go to Stevie's Wine and Spirits and ask for anything with a purple dot, because then you can try before you buy. And I mentioned it earlier, but it bears repeating because it was that good. I got the Rackhouse Club bag for this month, and I brought it home, and inside of the bag was Sagamore Rye, which I know it sounds local. It's a Wampanoag word, but it actually is from Maryland. Sagamore Rye, which was fantastic on its own, but it also had the ingredients to make an Old Fashioned, which is like the perfect drink to drink on a cold night. And so I had all the ingredients, the bitters, the simple syrup, the cherries, it all was in the bag. The only thing I didn't have was a cocktail shaker. So I kept saying to myself, I'm going to get a cocktail shaker. And I kept forgetting. Finally, yesterday, I got one at Walmart and went home and I made the Old Fashioned with the ingredients that they gave us. It's very simple. You just got to know how much of everything to put in. And what a drink. I just had a little one to kind of relax and wind down as I'm doing my Twin Peaks rewatch. And I have never been more glad that I'm part of the Rackhouse Club than I was last night, sipping on that. And if you want to join the Rackhouse Club, you can do it by going down to Stevie's Wine and Spirits and signing up for $50 a month. You're going to be a member. You're going to get 10% off all your whiskey and bourbon purchases, but you're also going to get something in that bag every month that's worth at least $50. And this month, it was well over that. And you never know what other special things are going to have going on. There's a big special event happening in February just for Rackhouse Club members that will blow your mind. Trust me. But you got to sign up at Stevie's Mind and Spirits. All right. 508-996-0500 is the number to call in. We will be down there at the State of the City address. What are you expecting Mayor Mitchell to talk about? I'm going to think he's going to talk about the wind industry, not only the progress that was made in 2024, but what are we expecting in 2025 with the way that the Trump administration is taking on wind energy? And I don't know if we're going to get any if the mayor is going to address yesterday's news about the pause on the federal funding for so many of these programs that a lot of New Bedford is wrapped up in. So people trying to get loans, VA loans to try to go out and get a home, people trying to get grant money, these things are all going to be put on pause. How will that affect the city and the work that's being done? So I don't know if he'll have anything on that in this speech, just because, he's been working on it for a couple of days. Maybe he decided to work something in. I don't know. But you'll be able to hear it here on WBSM. And then Barry is certainly going to want to hear your reaction to it later on as well. But I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that the mayor will not be on with Chris today because of the State of the City address, since it's happening while he would be here normally. Next time, let's just have him do it on the air. Why go through this big song and dance with lunch for everybody? You can just come on the air and do it. No, I'm kidding. Of course, I know it's a big event and it's put on by the chamber, the One South Coast Chamber. So it is a big deal. All right. I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in, app chat, if you want to send in a message, we'll be back in just a few moments. What'd you think? Chris is the only one that can play Rush? Come on. Of course, that is subdivisions, but if you don't live in a subdivision, maybe you're thinking to yourself, I'd like to go solar. Well, I've got great news for you. So you've heard us talking about this contest that Isaacson Solar is holding, in which somebody is going to win a free solar system for their home. And you hear us talking about how it's the biggest thing we've ever given away, because when you accumulate up all the savings you'll have over the life of that solar system, you're looking at saving $100,000 or more, right? That's the value that this is going to have. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about not only being able to power your home, but eventually getting to the point where the power company is paying you for the power that you're generating. And it could all be free. You could be the lucky winner that gets it all for free. And Isaacson Solar has been telling us, hey, we're running this contest through the end of January. People have until January 31st to be able to enter. But Isaacson said they've had a lot of people that were interested and a lot of people who were just saying, I wish I had found out sooner so I could, put in a whole bunch of entries. So what they've done is they've extended the contest. But you still want to get over there to IsaacsonSolar.com and get your name in to try to win a free solar system. And if you're looking to get one anyway, and you say, you know, I'll take the chance of winning, but what if I don't win? How can I still get solar? Just set that up with them at isaacsonsolar.com. They'll come out and they'll tell you about everything you can expect. They'll answer all your questions. They'll take a look at your property, tell you where you can put those solar panels, and they'll give you a free no obligation quote. But you could also not have to worry about that quote at all and just get it for free if you are the lucky winner. Visit isaacsonsolar.com, or you can check out the link at the top of wbsm.com where it says win free solar. All right. We are going to have the state of the city later for you. Barry will get your reaction to it after the fact. I think you're going to hear a lot of, pat on the back stuff, as you usually hear in any state of the whatever speech. But, you'll also hear a lot of what the plans are for 2025. And, Mayor Mitchell has talked about in the past, implementing new things like the different call-in lines they wanted to have for people to be able to report things like litter around the city. I remember that being something that was just dropped into a state of the city address. You know, there's always times when there's a little nugget of something that we can discuss. And it'll be interesting to see what the mayor has planned for 2025 and beyond. So you'll be able to hear that and then react to it right here on WBSM. I also will point you to WBSM.com, where, of course, we always have great stories every day. But I'm trying to get that story up there about the Connecticut lawmaker who wants to make it a law that movie theaters are required to tell you when the movie is going to start, not when they're going to start running the ads and the trailers and all that, but when the movie itself starts. So they could say, 7:15 start time, 7:35 movie begins, so that you can choose whether or not you want to sit through all that stuff at the beginning. It's not the biggest problem in the world, but I see it being one that will gain a lot of support from moviegoers. And you know what else it is? It's a good way to check and see just how many people actually care about going to the movies anymore. Because the movie fans, I think, the true people who love the cinema experience, like myself, my friend Adam, who I have known on Facebook for years, but only met at the movie theater a little while ago. He's a huge moviegoer, loves going to the theater. People like us, we don't mind sitting through all of that. But I know, too, like, if I'm going to go see a movie a second time, which I've been known to do, see some of the things that I missed, or go with a friend who didn't get to see it yet, then I'll say, we can go 25 minutes late because it's going to start late. And people put that up online anyway. How many minutes of commercials and trailers are they running? But the movie theater is also overpack a lot of that too. Like, do I need to see Maria Menounos every time I sit in the movie theater? Do I need to see the Coca-Cola ad where everybody in the theater is drinking out of a Coke Zero glass? They don't give you a glass at the movie theater. Do I need to see, the dancing M&Ms and all that other stuff that they run at the beginning? Pick one. But that's how the movie theaters are making money. That's how they're offsetting the fact that attendance is down. And for every, Moana 2 and Lion King sequel, all these movies that are out there that are going to make $1 billion, you've got just as many movies that are flopping and failing because people aren't going to see it. Look at the Robbie Williams movie, Better Man, where for some reason they wanted to have Robbie Williams played by a CGI chimp, and it's probably genius, and I do plan on seeing it eventually, but not in the theater. The movie returns have been so bad, the money it's generated has been so bad, they don't even give that information anymore. I think it's Sony Pictures. They're not even releasing that information anymore. It was bringing in $1 million over a weekend. $1 million, that's nothing for a movie in wide release. So it's not exactly a healthy industry. And I think more than anything, it's the biggest thing it suffers from is people are looking now for movies that make it worth going to the theater because the cost of a movie is so high. When a movie was $5, $6, $7 to go, people would go see anything in the theater. They'd go see a small independent film. They'd go see a drama. They'd go see a romantic comedy. Now people only go for event movies or movies that they don't want to have spoiled. Or if you're a horror fan, horror fans love to go to horror movies because they'd rather see them in a crowd than alone. So I don't think it's necessary. I think the biggest thing that hurts the movie industry right now is the cost per ticket. I think if they said, you know what, we're going to do something where we're just going to charge $5 for a ticket for the next 3 months and see how that shakes out, movies would be back in a big way. Movie theaters would be back in a big way. Now it just feels like it's a, you know, $17 a ticket stopover for a couple of weeks before it hits streaming. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take my final break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments. All right, we are just about out of time, but before we go, I just want to remind you, if you're looking to have something good to eat today, and listen, it's 40 degrees out. It's going to be almost 50 degrees today. Well, 46. So why not fire up the grill, right? Head on over to the butcher shop and get yourself a nice celebrity pork chop, nice and thick. Throw that on the grill, or maybe a, I mean, now's the time. If you're going to have yourself a real steak, you can go get one of their cowboy cuts. You can go get one of their tomahawks, whatever it may be. And now's the time to do it, when you can actually stand being outside and standing in front of the grill for a little while. Of course, you can always cook it in the house as well. And they